Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, celebrating 100 years in business. And today, we'll be joined by Sport Mod driver Joey Reimers. We'll also hear from Eric Erickson from ABC Raceway in Ashland, Wisconsin, Mick Rikus from Extreme Powder Coating and Associated Finishing, and a little more about our local Napa Auto Parts stores right after a few words from our sponsors.
It's Pete the Sauce Man here to remind you that no grilling season is complete without the award-winning line of sauces from Cookies. Our original flavor made us famous, but we've got a sauce for every palate, including sweet hickory, tangy mustard, western, and wings and things hot sauce. And don't forget about our sweet and savory Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts the Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. So get out there and celebrate the season of the sauce. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Are you ready for some earth-shaking horsepower? Then make plans to attend the 2025 Featherlite Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway. The action starts Thursday night, September 25th, and continues through Saturday night, September 27th. The event features USMTS Modifieds, USRA BMods, and USRA Hobby Stocks. Get your camper and tailgating supplies together and get ready for a three-day weekend of fun, food, and some incredible racing action. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more details.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your family-owned Husqvarna dealer, is the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota and one of only 40 in the nation. Stop by Miners in Blooming Prairie to check out the dependable Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. From trimmers and chainsaws to zero turns and tractor mowers, we've got what your yard needs. With over 20 years of product knowledge, we also service what we sell. That makes Miners Outdoor your number one choice for lawn and garden.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, and ag electrician, choose Coles Electric. Hi, this is Steve Cole. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service. We also update your lighting to new energy-efficient LEDs for years of reliability and service. Planning, design, or 24-hour service, see ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
If you're in need of a worry-free Powerlift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Never know how.
This fall, Napa Auto Parts is pulling out all the stops and helping you put it back better than ever with big savings on your next complete brake job. Claim a $50 prepaid Visa card by mail when you make a $250 qualifying brake parts purchase now through October 31st. What are you waiting for? A great brake job starts and stops at Napa Auto Parts. Stop by your local Napa store or visit NapaOnline.com today. Offer valid for participating stores through October 31st, 2025. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
This is Justin Melky from Melky Oil Company, this region's premier BP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Sport Mod driver Joey Reimers. And Joey, you began your racing career at age 5 in karts. What do you remember about your very first few racing days in the kart division?
Honestly, the biggest thing that stands out to me was the competition, being so close to people and to the point where you can grab someone's bumper if you needed to or wanted to. And it's really close racing. It gets really heated compared to racing a big car. I noticed that you tend to have a little cooler mind in a big car. But tempers really flared in go-karts a lot of times. It was really aggressive racing, fun, fast action, and really hard to explain how go-kart racing is and how much fun it truly is.
Some of the other tracks around the area have removed their karting tracks or their mini mod tracks, and I really think that affects their feeder program. The Arlington racers that you literally race with now in the full-size cars, you guys all grew up together.
Yeah, I race against one guy on a weekly basis, Ben Ryerson. One of my rookie years, I remember he got contact with me and rolled over, and sucks to see all his tracks slowly get rid of go-karts because it's the start of a lot of people's racing. It's, you take that away and make it further and further for them to travel, it's hard to get their kids into a go-kart.
Toner Lake's karting facility is another great place to get some laps under your belt. Memories of running Toner's Lake?
I didn't run there as much as I wanted to, but it was a really fast-paced track. Really had to hit your marks. Otherwise, you had four carts, five carts getting by you going through one corner, one small mistake, and you were taught real fast. It made you learn to tuck in real good and follow and be patient, but it also made you a decent aggressive driver and capitalize on other mistakes and made you have to be smooth.
You were the junior division kart champion at Arlington Raceway. What other awards or victories vividly stand out in your karting career?
I mean, it's really got to be that. In those 2 years that I did that, I got 14 wins in that and racing probably about 24 times in that span, maybe a little more. But no, nothing real big. We went to some bigger shows, maybe twice. We went to Batesville show, but we didn't really have much for those guys there. And we went to Cedar Lake one time for that indoor show, but we never really mustered up great finishes there. Mainly the track championships was all that really stood out.
You had a great winning percentage during that time in your karting career.
Yeah, I struggled once I got into the stock division, runner-up both years in that, racing against a couple of good guys. My buddy Travis, he still races go-karts. He was hard to beat. He was real fast. And then Terry Lang raced against him my first year in a stock kart. And I remember one night his left front wheel fell off, and he was racing me to the checkered flag, and that was impressive. And I never hung my head losing to those guys. It was real aggressive racing. Always B mains in the go-karts when I was racing the stock karts.
Your dad brought up a great point 2 weeks ago. He mentioned that the guys that run karts, you can tell when they're out there on the track because they are poised, they are great drivers, and they are fast because of all the seat time that they've got.
Yeah, you got to dedicate a lot of time on those, even off the track. There's a lot of tedious things with a go-kart that you don't got with a big car. Bearings is a big thing. I remember every week in a go-kart, we were tearing those rear ends apart and getting into the bearings, cleaning them, oiling them up, prepping tires. That was a big thing, staying on top of that. If your tires aren't exactly how they need to be, you weren't finishing how you wanted to be.
You still enjoy kart racing to this day, going up to pro karting in Burnsville. That's a great place, if anybody listening has not been there, to turn some laps and have some fun with your family and friends.
Yeah, me and my buddies go there for a few of our birthdays every year in the winter, go out there and have some fun. That's a lot of fun to do. A little bit of a different expertise with asphalt racing, but it's still racing nonetheless, something to fill the time.
The other thing that your dad mentioned is he always knew where his boys were when they were kart racing because you weren't out getting in trouble, you were out getting your karts ready for the weekend.
Yeah, it was constant no matter what. It was Sunday night, your body was torn off the go-kart and you were cleaning it up, and if you didn't want to do the rear end that night, you were doing it Monday night, but you had tires to do Monday night too, because always doing something.
And people don't understand that if you have two equal carts, the guy that's done the correct tire prep will win every time.
Yeah, it comes down to that a lot. It's mainly because, you know, in a go-kart, you don't got no suspension, and that's where you make up for it at is your tires. Your tires are the biggest things in a go-kart.
Memories of your first time in a full-size car and the first few laps on the track, what was that like?
I don't quite remember it doing testing to him, but I was, when I'm told, I went into the first corner and spun the thing out because I went in that hard, and I thought I was being nice on it, and I was scared to get in it, but also having that go-kart experience gets you kind of ready for that. Getting into something like that makes it a little easier, a little less scary. You're pretty locked into a race car, though, so you're pretty comfortable.
The suspension travel and how quickly that thing turned on you in that first corner must have been surprising.
Yeah, it's the weirdest part. Still to this day, it's really weird to experience every time, because every track it's slightly different when it's going to do it, how it's going to do it, all depending on how hooked up the track is. And it's still to this day something you don't fully get used to, trying to feel that. And it's quite an experience going under pace laps and just wagging your car around to get heat in those tires and feeling the rear end do that. It's a really unique experience. It's pretty cool.
I don't know how you guys ever get used to that, because I watch from the stands and you guys are literally pitching it into the turn and hoping that it actually does what you expect it to do. And if you're at a track that you've never been to for the very first time, you're doing that and hoping it doesn't take a right turn right into the wall.
I mean, the big thing with these cars, still to this day, I struggle with third gear in them, is it's a big mental thing, is this car is made to do what it's doing. So you got to trust it. If you're not on the throttle, the rear end's not doing what you need it to. So it's not going to go through a corner like you want. It's probably going to be tight and erratic. So you got to drive it into the corner, and you got to be wanting to go through a corner. Otherwise, the car's not going to work with you. These cars are made to turn left, and that's what they're going to do as long as you allow it to.
And let's talk about the cars banging against the chip. Fans that may not understand what we're talking about, you hear them coming down the front straight, and some will start right after the flag stand, and some may not even hit the chip if they're geared correctly and set up for the track. And that takes a lot of knowledge to know what you need.
Yeah, it takes calling around sometimes, going to a new track, calling your buddy, and he'll tell you two gears, tell you to start with this. If you're not liking it, go to this. And it's fun inside a car going into a corner, not hitting the chip at all, one corner going in, hearing a chip and going, okay, I can go in that far. Once my car does that, I can really drive it in that deep. And that's a part of that whole trust thing. You learn that while you're racing throughout a race.
Sport mods. Why not sport compacts, hobby, or outlaw hobby? Why the sport modified division?
Mainly because my dad was racing A-mods back when he raced, and it's what we know. Modifieds are pretty spendy. I don't want to quite get in that fully yet. I like the sport mods. There's a lot of hard hitters. Used to race against Matt Loaf every week until he got claimed, which was a shame. I loved racing against him every week. I don't really know. I love the sport mods. If not a sport mod, I'd be in a modified.
We are definitely big sport mod fans as well. That is one tough division. And I tell you what, the cool thing about sport mods is even if you get buried way in the back of the feature to start, you know you still got a shot. If you hit that setup right, you start picking off cars every single lap, especially on a big track like Arlington. You get a couple yellows, you can be right there at the front at the end.
Yeah, it's a big part is restarts with these cars. I've gotten better with it this year, getting into the throttle slower instead of just wailing on the throttle the second everyone starts going and wondering why everyone's getting by you.
Arlington Raceway, you literally grew up there. Saturday night at Arlington Raceway must really mean a lot to you personally to spend time there.
Yeah, it does. Seeing Bob and Susan work as hard as they do to get a track running for us every Saturday means a lot. They really, really work hard. Levi, too, he's out there every day in a water truck checking the track, working it in. I appreciate them. Always give them a thanks when I got a chance, when I go to payout. It's really nice to have a track this close to home and a lot of people there. Everybody, since my mom works at the track, I mean, they know my face. I can't cause no trouble because somebody's going to know.
Wow, you can't get away with anything because they'll know before you even get home.
Yeah.
Also, your fellow competitors got your back. If you're having a problem, you can find someone in the pits that may have that part you need or guys coming over to help you because they know you.
Yeah, always. Everyone's willing to give you a helping hand because everyone's there for the same reason at the end of the day, is to hit that track. And we all showed up and paid the money to do that, and it sucks to see somebody sitting there watching when you know all they need is this one piece and they can be racing. People try and find that piece for them or at least get it back out there so they can start.
You're a 2024 high school graduate. What are you currently doing, and does your job fit with your racing?
Yeah, my job works pretty good with the racing. I'm going to Super Nationals here. They allow me to take time off for that pretty easily. They're pretty good with working with me. I work at Cambria making granite countertops. Yeah, they work well with me, and I have weekends off, which is nice. Allows me to get to the track every Saturday. I'm home at a decent time, too, every night.
You got to get Cambria to jump on board as a sponsor.
Wishing I could. They're hard to get a hold of.
You also attended the Topless Nationals at Ogilvie last fall. How did it feel to get inside your car without a roof, and what was it like running that dry, slick track at Ogilvie?
I didn't have too good of a run at Ogilvie. I'm not too proud of how I handled myself there either. I ended up having some contact with somebody and didn't handle it the best. And then the B main, I just stuffed it into the wall into turn one, got into the slop. So I didn't really get to experience it, but hot laps, I remember it was very touch and go on the throttle. It was really loose, really sandy. Wish I would have gotten to race it though, because that banking really, I could tell, held the car good.
Car maintenance. What is a typical week like in your shop? What do you look over on the car every single week?
Usually washing it, getting all the dirt off, checking shocks for leaks, checking your brakes over, make sure there's no cracks, making sure your pads are looking good. Just really checking loose bolts, making sure nothing's falling off. Wiggle your rear end around, see if you got loose heims or anything like that. Check your toe every week. Me and Dad make sure to do that, just because we don't want something small like that to be why the car won't turn through a corner. Stuff like that, just odds and ends that it's really easy to look over, tends to be what ends up biting you in the butt.
Your mom is really a huge supporter of both you and JJ's racing career, and she is definitely both your biggest fans.
Yeah, I hear from people all the time, we love watching you race, but the best show in the stands is watching your mom cheer for you all the time whenever you're doing good. It's pretty funny to hear. I love hearing that from people, and I'm glad to see I got people willing to stand up and cheer that hard for me.
You'll have to have one of your friends secretly film her for you one night.
I've been telling them all to do that, but they just won't.
Joey, you definitely seem like the practical joker in a family. When you look at photos, you can kind of see that little snicker, that little glint in your eye, the one with the smile that, oh, I really didn't do that.
Yeah, something like that. I'd say I'm probably a bit of the black sheep in this family. I got the loud truck. Everyone else has their stock truck. I'm the only one that's pretty outgoing in the way that I am, pretty loud compared to the rest of my family. My brother's that way too, though. It typically takes him a few drinks to get that way, though.
The outdoors is also a very important part of your family activity. If you're not racing, you're hunting or fishing.
Yeah, we try to stay active in every way. My dad, he loves racing deep down. He does. It's his favorite thing in the world, but I know he'd love to go cast a pole every now and again. He loves fishing, loves catching a nice walleye, a nice crappie. Always see him smiling in the ice house. That's why we love to take up ice fishing whenever we can. Our only time to really get out on the lake. And my dad and brother are bigger deer hunters than me. I can't sit still that long in a deer stand. That's hard for me, but they love going up north and getting a buck and bringing it back home for us.
Who's the best shot in the family?
Dad'd get mad if I didn't say him, but probably got to be my brother. He did better than me in trap.
Currently, who is your favorite driver to watch and why?
That all kind of depends on what's racing. If it's a stock car, I love watching Kelly in a stock car. Nobody can drive a car as smooth as he does. Late models, I love watching Ricky Thornton. He's really good. Modifieds, that's probably got to be Ricky too whenever he gets in one. I love watching him race. He's just so aggressive but clean with what he does.
I asked your dad this question 2 weeks ago. I asked your brother last week. Equal cars, equally prepared track. Who is the fastest driver, Dad, JJ, or yourself, and why?
Ah, I never really got to see my dad race, so I don't know whether or not to say him. And I guess that depends on car. If we're racing a car from the 90s, probably my dad, because he knows how that rear end is going to react. But if we threw dad in a car today, I feel like me and JJ would walk away with it pretty good. That's hard to say. Jay is a lot more conservative when racing than I am. I'm a little more aggressive, a little more get on it. And maybe in a drag race, me, but give it a few more laps, I think my brother's faster than me.
So he's got a little more patience to sit back and wait for the right time?
Yeah, and he especially has to with the A-Mod class at Arlington. He's got a lot of really fast guys there. It's hard to get around them.
You are currently top 5 in points in the sport mod division at Arlington Raceway. Are you happy with how you're progressing?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I've been in a different car every year. I've raced a sport mod here these 3 years, and this year I bought the chassis this time. I bought it from Kobe Fett, a 2021 Skyrocket, and I'm really happy with the investment. Had a lot of help from people, got this thing rolling in the right direction, and to be honest, the more and more I drive it, the more and more I drive it like a go-kart again. The way I'm going through a corner, the way I'm working my feet, it's very similar to racing a go-kart again, except for this rear end moves, and it's a lot more helpful. But I'm happy with what I've been able to do this year. It's a really, really big improvement from last year.
Wow, that is a great car. We saw that car get a lot of wins in a sport mod division, and that should really turn out well for you.
Yeah, that's why I hopped on it when I saw it up. We were talking to Kelly about getting another car and told us about that, and we jumped on that pretty much right away.
Most memorable race in your sport mod career so far?
Oh, that's a hard one. Probably my first year, I went to Slayton for their race they do at the end of the year, and I made it to the B main, top 3, transferred to the A. First place, second place, and I were all evenly spaced out, and then fourth place back were evenly spaced out from me. I ended up spinning going into 1. I kept the car running, kept her going, and somehow kept it in 3rd. My dad was already walking away, and one of our competitors had to end up getting my dad back over, telling him, no, he's good, he's still racing. So it's probably got to be that, or this year, got a couple second place. Those have been pretty good, hard racing.
Future plans in racing. Where would you like to end up?
Dream's always the late model. That's ultimate goal, to just travel the country, have some other guys work on the car for me mostly, and me just drive. That's the ultimate dream. But I'd love to be able to at least make a name for myself here in Minnesota, maybe down in Iowa here in the future, and just start getting my toes wet in some bigger races here slowly and start showing my face at more places. Probably going to slow down here next summer, get some more money back in the bank, and then hit it hard the 2027 season, but definitely still going to be racing next year.
Who are some of the sponsors that help you keep the car on the track?
We got Ames Construction, SVM Photography, Hairloft of Belle Plaine, TNS Porter Trucking, Reinforced Tools, Aero Transport, Anderson Enterprise of Lee Center, North Fork Custom Meats, Howard Lake, Tasco Metals, and B&B Racing Chassis and Belle Plaine. They're all big helps, big supporters of our team.
Now, I know Arlington Raceway runs deep into the fall, which is always awesome for the fans. Any plans on checking out any of the other fall specials in the area with your car?
I don't know. We're going to see what I decide after the last checkered at Arlington. My brother wants to head to, forgot what track it is in Iowa during the same time as the Ogilvy Topless, but a part of me wants to try and go give Ogilvy a shot again and try and conquer it this time. Part of me really wants to do that.
And then by that time, you'll be out pheasant hunting and deer hunting.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't do much pheasant hunting, but we got a German Shorthair that would sure love to try.
I can hear him barking a little bit in the background, so
yeah.
he's making sure everybody knows he's there.
He tends to do that.
Joey, it's a blast to watch you run around Arlington Raceway. You have progressed very quickly in your career. You've got an awesome car this season. You are top five in points, and the future is very bright. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show, and good luck the remainder of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me and my family.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new CircleTrack app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the CircleTrack app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here in North Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 25 years. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers and I own Foamcraft along with my husband Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Here in Minnesota, it's about treating other people with respect and building relationships over the years. Midwest Collision has been known for offering professional collision and automotive repair services in the Faribault and Owatonna areas for over 50 years. Make the right choice for your collision repair. Midwest Collision, just east of Faribault on Highway 60, or call 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision, you're bend them, we bend them. Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good, and it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Eric Erickson, the best of Northern Wisconsin. And Eric, coming up is an incredible event. September 26th and 27th, the 50th anniversary of the Red Clay Classic at ABC Raceway. Let's start off with a little background on ABC Raceway in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Little track history. I don't know the exact year, but the racetrack was built by Frank Brivak. If anybody knows ARCA racing, Bob Brivak was a champion in the early 90s. That would be his father. His father built the racetrack because he wanted the kids off the streets and race, you know, cruising around in the streets back in the early 60s might not have been such a good idea. So he created a racetrack to get the kids off the streets and to put their racing skills on a dirt track rather than on the streets. He ran it for about 4 years unsuccessfully. So it closed down. And in the meantime, while it was closed down, the Ashland Bayfield County Racing Association started out. A bunch of young kids got together again, or adults got together, passed a hat around and bought a stopwatch and some flags, but they had no place to go. They had no racetrack. So they actually started in a farm field in Ino, Wisconsin, which is about 15, 20 minutes away from our racetrack now. Became very popular there. No safety at all. It was just a track and people sat in their cars probably 10 feet away. This is all before my time, by the way. And then from there, they moved it to the Marengo Fairgrounds in Marengo, Wisconsin, and south of Ashland, about 15, 20 minutes. Ran there for about 3-4 years. And then they thought, you know, let's purchase the current racetrack in Ashland from Frank Brivak. So they bought it from him. Basically, I don't know what it was. It was 20 cents a ticket or whatever. Bought it from him for a nominal fee, and we've been out there about 64 years. of racing. Frank Brivac, we found this out just recently. He passed away about 10 years ago, but him and his wife, Verna, they were going to build a house, and they've been saving to build this house. Well, Frank took the money for the house to build the racetrack. And believe it or not, his wife and him built it together. And then, again, it wasn't successful, but the ABC Raceway purchased it from them. Frank and Verna worked there probably for 30 years beyond when their ownership, when their ABC Raceway was created. So that's kind of a short background of it. We're a very unique facility. We all have our board members and officials, track prep, everybody is volunteer. There's not one single soul that takes a paycheck. All the money that's made from any event or any season goes back into the facilities. So that's a very unique thing. And that's why, you know, it's our 50th year of the Red Clay, but everybody says it's something different. There's a special feeling about it when you go to the Red Clay Classic. And I believe it is just because the love that we have, we want to make money, but we're not making it individually. We're making it bigger and better, and every year you notice that if you pay attention to the purses that we pay out, it increases every year because we give it back to the drivers. Every promoter tries to take care of their drivers, but they need to make some money too to pay their help and et cetera. But we don't need to make money, and this year with what we're paying out, we may not make any money. But there's just an attitude of everybody. We want everybody to have fun. We enjoy it. We love what we do. We're doing it because we love the sport.
And speaking of having fun, the event actually kicks off Thursday night, September 25th, with a great fundraiser. Then Friday kicks off early with hot laps at 5:30, a great night of racing, ending with music. And then into finale day, September 27th, it starts early at 9 a.m. with a golf tournament and events going on all throughout the day. And like you mentioned, the payouts for the racing and all the way down the field, they are awesome.
Yeah, we worked really hard at it. And just going back to the Thursday night, we call it the Bridesmaid Fundraiser. What that was is Kevin Eater and Jason Ronning, you know, they wanted to do something for the racetrack because there's a lot that were coming on Thursday night and camping. So they decided to have a little get-together and they do some drawings and stuff. And all the money that's made out of those drawings goes to the second place driver, but the second place driver must wear a dress in order to get that money. Last year, in the mid-mod class, the second place driver took home more than the first place driver. It was $2,500 addition for every spot in the second place. So $10,000 was raised and was given out to the second place driver in the four divisions if they wear the dress. So we got dresses for them, and we've been doing it for, I would say, 8-10 years, and there's only been one driver that has refused to wear the dress. Usually they'll ask, how much is the pot? And like, I'll do it for that. But at that time, I think the first year it was like $800. The next year was $900, and it was John Canta. He said, I am not wearing a dress. He's the only person that has refused to do it in all the years that we've been doing it. So it's pretty cool. And then, like I said, we got camp decorating, we got a costume contest, all based this year, all based on the 1970s theme, because that first Red Clay was in 1975. So everything's based on 1970s. So they do that. We got a golf tournament, beanbag tournament. You know, we just do a lot of stuff. This year, because it's our 50th, we feel we had to do something special to all our past champions. So on Friday night, we have four special races. It's our past champions challenge presented by Northern Clearing of Ashland. So all past champions have the opportunity to race. Just a special race. We understand some of them won't make it because either they're getting up there in age or they quit racing, what have you. But the late models are going to be $700. I figure we'll have 10 late models that have past champions. So all four classes have that. Then they're also going to have a get-together for the past champions. We're going to have a little cookout for them on Saturday, introduce them all, and they're all going to get a T-shirt saying, hey, we created history, Red Clay Classic 50 years, just for those drivers. Those are the things that we try to do to make the ABC Raceway special. I sent out letters to all the past champions. I got one back from Jan Hillman from Menominee, and he just sent back, said, sorry, I cannot participate in your past champions race. He said, I'm just so honored to be part of your 50th anniversary just by being there and being introduced to the crowd. Because when we raced before, I said crowds were not what they are today. So those are the things that make us feel good that what we're doing is a good thing. But we have fun. We try to enjoy it. We make it special for everybody.
September 26th and 27th, ABC Raceway, Ashland, Wisconsin, 50th anniversary Red Clay Classic. It's going to include late models, modified super stocks, and Midwest modifieds. If they'd like to find out more information about the race or possibly camping, how can they do that, Eric?
Anybody can call me at 715-209-2102. They can call me, they can text me, they can Facebook Messenger, Eric Erickson, Facebook. I don't know how that works, but they can go on Facebook to find me there. We have our website, abcraceway.com, and also the ABC Raceway does have a Facebook page as well, and we've been posting updates as we go along. But again, my number is 715-209-2102. If I don't have the answer, I will get the person, either their phone number, or they can call you, or we can call you back.
Eric, thanks to yourself and your great group of volunteers for keeping the spirit of racing alive in Ashland, Wisconsin, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
I appreciate it very much. Hopefully everybody can come up. No matter where you go that weekend, go and support local dirt track racing.
As you stop the throttle to the floor, you want quick response and a burst of power. Hi, this is Corey from Byers Engine Service. Since 1975, our staff here at Byers Engine Service has been supplying hot rodders, drag racers, and circle track cars with the power and dependability they need at an affordable price. When you consider your next engine build, consider Byers. BESPerformance.com. No gimmicks, just horsepower.
Race fans, if you're headed to Knoxville Raceway this season for the sprint car races, make sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This year's special exhibit will be our track tribute to Manzanita Speedway and the rich history of the Western World Sprint Car Championship races. We'll be featuring 8 of the iconic race cars that raced at Manzanita, in addition to the 20-plus race cars being featured inside the museum this summer. And remember that on race days, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 8 a.m. until the final checkered flag falls here at Knoxville Raceway. So be sure to schedule some time to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and see the only museum in the world that is solely dedicated to sprint car racing, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, Stewart Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, plus other tracks around southern Minnesota, north Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver or follow their 18-race Black Iron MFG Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule as a fan. Batwing Chassis. Fast, affordable fun. See BatwingChassis.com.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 10-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Mention this Dirt Show ad and receive 10% off your next order. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center at 507-351-9244 or AndersonEnterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just watching Shevlin Enterprises picking up our trash.
That was a great decision to switch to Shevlin Enterprises.
Yes, it was. Great price, great service, locally owned and operated. And remember that spring garage cleanout?
Yeah, 2 full dumpsters, and they took care of it all.
I wish every decision was as easy as Shevlin Enterprises.
Amen to that.
Contact Shevlin Enterprises today at 507-214-8727.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Mick Rikus from Extreme Powder Coatings. And Mick, it seems like every manufacturing business out there has a manpower issue. The volume of work that needs to be done versus the amount of workers just doesn't add up. That is where Extreme Powder Coating and Associated Finishing comes in. You can handle these large industrial size runs for these companies.
Yeah. Hey, Clint. Yeah. Good to hear from you. We've always kind of touted any volume, any size. We do, 5,000, 10,000 piece orders. And then we also have, one-off projects, car chassis, custom things, artwork. We've kind of done it all, and we can handle that for our customers.
You don't get to run much, but when you do, you make it count. Congratulations on winning the Bumblebee Nationals at Kossuth County Speedway. Walk us through that night from your heat race and into the feature.
Yes, thank you. That was one on our bucket list that we got to cross off this year. It's been fun promoting that and trying to get the cars there and making the custom trophies and all that stuff. It was definitely a fun night. Yeah, we had a pretty good car. I mean, on the for the heat race, I'm not sure where we ended up actually, but the feature was, tons of competition there. Good turnout, not as many cars as we wanted, but I think we took the lead midway through the race there, and just had to hope it held together. The track was great. The setup by Kossuth County Speedway, as far as front to back, start to finish on the show, was great. The attention to detail they showed with marking off parking spots and directing traffic and taking care of the track was all really good. And glad we got it done. Unsure of next year's situation there, but hopefully we can still have a show and do something.
Another thing Extreme Powder Coating provides is a variety of colors and textures designed for maximum durability.
Yeah, Extreme's, we kind of specialize in one-off there more so. Artistic things, multicolors, several stage paint jobs. Yeah, we can do interior stuff, exterior, super durable, hammer finish, textured finish. We painted a chassis custom colors, which I got to get out on social media yet, but the guys just kind of went with whatever they wanted, and it really turned out great. So pretty much whatever the customer can envision and design, we can handle it. And we've got really good employees, painters that, can take that to heart and put, kind of their expertise on it to make sure, customers are fully satisfied.
You are also a certified ISO company. Your company is verified to meet internally recognized standards for quality, efficiency, environmental management, and cybersecurity, which means peace of mind for the customers and businesses that you deal with.
Absolutely. We've been around 65 years. We've got ISO certification. Our processes are solid. We have a a proven process from start to finish. I think our quality record shows that. And yeah, our customers just don't have to worry when they drop stuff off. It's going to come back. It's going to look great, and it's going to perform well for years to come.
Your website provides outstanding videos so customers can learn about powder coating, liquid coating, silk screening, abrasive blasting, stripping, and chemical pretreatment, so they have a little knowledge before they talk to you on the phone.
Yeah, we've got our new website is up. We've talked about that previously on the show, and really happy with how that turned out and kind of shows our capabilities. Definitely check it out at associatedfinishing.com, and that'll get you to Extreme as well. But yeah, pretty versatile. We're kind of a one-stop shop, not only custom restoration enthusiasts trying to fix up that old piece of equipment, that old race chassis, whatever it may be, stripping it down to bare metal, preparing it for finishing, which is the most important step. If you put paint over dirt and dust and grime, it's not going to stick, right? So pretreatment, either blasting, chemical pretreatment, phosphate, phosphate-free, primers, top coats, guaranteeing, longevity there, then shipping as well. We do ship to in-house shipping through most of the southern part of Minnesota, and so that's an option too, if needed.
Under the Associated Finishing umbrella, you have three facilities: Associated Finishing in Litchfield and Mankato, and Extreme Powder Coating in Blooming Prairie. Do different locations specialize in different jobs?
Yeah, great question. We've got our facilities here in Mankato, which is typically high volume, those 5,000-piece jobs, conveyorized systems, that sort of thing. Litchfield is kind of our big equipment, 40-foot capacity there. Industrial, agricultural, one-off stuff. And then Extreme is more custom coating with those different designs and different finishes and several stage coatings, that sort of thing. But any one of our facilities can really do anything else. And then we've got internal trucking to ship stuff back and forth as needed if it's a specific process that needs to be done.
From the first contact to the final delivery, you work hard to meet your clients' deadlines and exceed their expectations. You have a great team working at all three locations.
Absolutely. Our people are number one. Very thankful for them. We've got, you know, a lot of years of experience. It's just crazy to think of how many core employees we've had here for 5, 10, 15. We've got several over 30 years experience. We all care about coding. I mean, that's what we do. We want satisfied customers. We're energized by meeting their expectations, exceeding their expectations, and delivering good parts.
Since 1952, you have been the area leader in quality and industry-leading technology, and you will be there when the customers come back to get more work done. How can they find out more about all three of your locations?
Yeah, absolutely. We're here. We're excited, you know, about our history. I mean, we've got a great team. Really looking forward to the future. We try to continually innovate and do whatever it takes to make the customer happy. If they need to reach out, you can hit our websites, associatedfinishing.com or extremepowdercoating.net, or call us at 866-345-5861.
Mick, thanks for all you do. Congratulations again on winning the Bumblebee Nationals, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, thank you, Clayne. It's always a pleasure. Appreciate what you guys do for the industry as well. You know, try to get through economic hard times and fill the seats back up at the racetracks. And anybody that needs help fixing up that race car over the winter or those hot rod projects, whatever it may be, feel free to reach out.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has over 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity for your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their three locations in Louisville, Minnesota, and Ziering in Washington, Iowa, and ask about their 5-day guarantee or call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jody from the St. Peter Napa Auto Parts Store. And Jody, one thing that you guys do at Napa Auto Parts is customer service. And one of the big things I know people appreciate, especially the farmers this time of year, is your capabilities to build custom hydraulic hoses right on site, and they can get back to work.
Yep, if the farmer breaks down with a hydraulic hose, we do the services right here at the store. We've got the hoses from a quarter inch all the way to 1-inch hose. So that pretty much covers a lot of the applications out there. And we do a pretty good job. We can make whatever size hose you want for lengthwise. So we have the equipment to do that. Everything's well stocked.
Another thing my wife really appreciates if she's out driving around in a pouring rainstorm and all of a sudden one of the wiper blades rips, she can literally pull into our local Napa store. They will come out, take a look at the vehicle, get the correct blades that she needs, and they'll even install them for her.
Right, and we just love doing that for customers. That's our main thing here. And we have a nice garage where you can just pull right in, and if it's raining that bad, we can put them inside and put them on at that time and just call ahead. That's our job. We do our well.
And right now you've got a sale on some special blades.
Yes, we have special blades. They're called the Trico silicone ceramic blades. So quite a few of them, they're not supposed to chatter or streak or anything like that. They have a silicone coating on them. That's kind of a new technology now, and people really like them. They got a sale rate on them right now, so stop on in for those needs.
And I know you've saved me from replacing some expensive parts. I actually pulled the battery out of my van and took it down to our local store and had it put on their load tester to find out my battery was great. It was something else that was causing an issue, and took it home and got it fixed.
Yep, and we load test batteries too. If it's not an issue, it's a good thing to just put a load test on the battery because cold weather is coming, and you know, maybe it might be a little under the weather of the battery, you know, and it starts getting colder and they give you a problem, and then that's no fun to be sitting on the side of the road.
And you've got some legendary batteries at Napa.
Yep. Have a 2-year warranty on them, and some of the batteries have 3-year warranties. They're free replacement, no prorating or whatsoever like that. They just get a new one. If the warranty, if it goes bad, it's in the warranty. You get a new one, no questions asked.
This year, Napa Auto Parts is celebrating 100 years in business. And if you look back to 1925 when Napa started, Model Ts and Model As were the cars that were on the road. And the technology back then, actually having to use a lever for your hand wiper or the old wooden boxes that the Model T batteries came in. Technology has advanced and Napa's advanced with it.
Yes, we have all the new current cars and stuff. We have a lot of parts for all those. Generally, most of the shops get all their parts and stuff from the local Napa stores. And we have next day delivery out of our warehouses on most everything that you could use possibly, so your car doesn't have to sit in the shop very long. It's back on the road by the next day.
If listeners are in the St. Peter area and they need something, how can they find your store, Jody?
We are at 311 South Front Street, right between the 169 and the river, one block off, and we're open most every day until 5:30, and Saturdays till noon.
Jody, thanks for all you do for your local community there in St. Peter, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you. Have a great day, young man.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Extreme! Extreme! Powder coating!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme Powder Coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. With 40 years of experience producing quality racing components, Kevco Racing Products is excited to unveil the new Kevco Drive Shaft. Kevco Drive Shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Drive Line Shaftmaster machine. Kevco Drive Shafts has the ability to custom-build any length drive shaft in mild steel, chrome moly, aluminum, or carbon fiber. Call them today, 800-770-3557. Or online at KevcoRacing.com.
Does the thought of raking your leaves and hauling them away frighten you? If so, call Wolf & Sons at 455-3524 and they'll take the fright out of your fall.
In the United States, more than 150 million tons of steel are recycled annually. Millions of tires and approximately 160 million car batteries. Since 1972, Miskin Auto Parts has been a part of that recycling effort. This is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. We have also helped to provide customers with quality, reusable parts locally and throughout the region with our daily shipping program. Give us a call at Miskin Auto Parts today for quality used parts, 507-684-2100. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.